My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. One of the most beautiful pieces of scripture and one of our most loveliest canticles, the Magnificat or the Song of Mary. In seminary, we said or we chanted this every evening as we did evening prayer or even song. And it was such a wonderful gift every night to share in saying this beautiful prayer. And generally we would do it what was referred to as antiphonally, which is basically you have the two halves, you know, what we call responsively, where you have the leader and then everybody responding. Antiphonally, it's sort of like you're going call and response, but it's both sides taking turns. Now, I know I'm pretty sure I've shared this in the past. It's one of the reasons as I said, it's just a beautiful piece of scripture and a lovely bit of poetry, the Song of Mary, and it. But it also was one of my mother's favorite verses, parts of scripture. And so it's always had a lot of meaning to me, but especially this time of year, especially when we get to this fourth Sunday of Advent, the Sunday which is often considered the Sunday of peace, the Sunday when we are called to be still, to open our hearts, and to listen to God. And sometimes that's one of the hardest things to do, is to be still, especially this time of year, because, you know, there always just seems like there's one more thing we got to get done. You know, everybody's, you know, rushing around, getting ready for our celebration of the Nativity of Jesus Christ on Thursday evening and Friday, you know, otherwise known as Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. A lot of us are, you know, in our work lives because, you know, it's a shortened week. You know, as we all know, you never get time off. You just defer all your work to other days. You either try to get all the work done, bunch of work done ahead of time and a bunch of week to catch up afterwards just to get that so-called day off. So, you know, our lives are busy. And then, of course, I know many of you who especially have children and grandchildren have been rushing to this concert or that program or this event and, you know, the parades and all that. And it is this time of year where, you know, it's just good for crazy making. And so we have to make a decision once in a while just to stop. To not give in to that lie we tell ourselves that we don't have time. Even if it is just for 5 minutes. Or if it's grabbing a couple of minutes here and there. Is that time of just being quiet and opening our hearts up to God. Sometimes when we do that, God speaks to us in a very quiet whisper, and other times you have a song like Mary did in her heart. But it is this time for us to connect. Advent, to me, is still the most beautiful time of year if you allow it to be. Because it is all about reconnecting with Christ. It's about preparing ourselves not only for the celebration of his birth, but it's preparing ourselves for his return. I always love the movie Mindwalk years ago, and you had two people arguing about various things. They were talking about those of you, you know, especially in Europe, if you've gone to Europe, a lot of the cemeteries are right there in the middle of the town. And it's because to them, you know, death was a part of life. And they were talking about the second coming. And as he often talked about, I love, you know, one of the actors said, you know, one of the characters in the movie said, in the Middle Ages, the second coming was considered the ultimate day off. He goes, trouble is nowadays we look at it as the ultimate off day. Because we're not prepared for it. And so I do really encourage you. I know it's just a handful of days until Christmas. But it's more important now than ever to just take a little bit of time. You know, remember that this is the season of peace. To use that silence, whether it is you want to pray, whether you just want to sit and be, but just to be quiet and be with the Lord.